From the Korea Economic Institute in Washington, D.C., you're listening to Korean Context, news and analysis from the Korean Peninsula.
Hello and welcome to Korean Context. I'm your host, Junie Kim. Our regular host, Jenna Gibson, is currently enjoying sunnier climates, so I'll be filling in for this week. What often gets lost in the media headlines about North Korea are the everyday struggles of those living in the secretive nation. Insight into regular North Korean life is often hard to come by due to the tight control of information flow maintained by the Kim Jong-un regime. But North Korean defectors help provide a clearer picture into how life is for ordinary North Koreans. Today, we have a special guest panel of three North Korean defectors, Mr. Lee Chul-ho, Mr. Lee Woo-jin, and Ms. Choi Min-kyung. All three are currently living in South Korea and are part of a program sponsored by No Chain and Urihana to shed light on North Korean human rights offenses. The panelists shared their stories here at KEI, and you can find the full audio of the event on our YouTube channel. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate your time, and we're very excited to hear about your personal stories. To start off, could we have each one of you introduce yourselves and talk about your own personal journey?
My name is Choi Min-kyung. I escaped to China
in 1997. That was my first escape. And later, I was sent back to North Korea in 2008. And there, after being repatriated, I was sentenced to a correctional facility in Haeryong for 2 years and 3 months. After my release, I lived in North Korea for a couple more years, and eventually, in the year 2012, in October, I found my way to South Korea via China.
My name is Lee Woo-jin. I was born in Yanggang province. In the year 2012, I escaped from North Korea to China, and in 2016, eventually, I found my way to South Korea. When I had initially gone to China in 2012, I was there in search of my mom, whom I later met in South Korea. Anyway, while I was in China, I met a group of South Koreans who had helped me, and eventually, I found my way to South
Korea.
My name is Lee Chul-ho. I was born in Pyongyang. I went to Malaysia in 1996, initially as a survey engineer, and I had worked in Malaysia for about 4 years and 8 months. After that, I came back to North Korea. That was around August of 2000, and again in the October of 2004, I went back to Malaysia to work and to earn cash for the regime. And eventually, in 2010, I made my way to South Korea.
Right, thank you for your introductions. This is a question anyone can answer this one. So in America, we often think of North Korea as a very closed off country. There's not a lot of information from outside that comes in. So our listeners, I'm sure, are curious, while you're in North Korea, what kind of outside information did you come across?
Well, back in the old days, when Kim Il-sung was in power, pretty much nothing got through. However, after the passing of Kim Il-sung, and with the Kim Jong-il coming to power, there had been many people who had starved to death. And there had been some changes to the system in North Korea. One particular change was the opening of Lhasan Special Economic Zone. And with the opening of the Special Economic Zone in Lhasan area, there was added information flow, mostly from the Chinese. Of course, North Korea had communicated with Chinese even before, but with the Special Economic Zone,
that there was a much more of a free flow of information. And after that, there was the special economic zone in Dandong area, which added to more information flow. And there are also escapees from North Korea into China and also into South Korea now. So through these escapees, North Koreans are able to hear more about the outside world, whereas previously it was limited mostly to the Chinese people bringing information into North Korea. Now we have escapees from either the Chinese proper or the South Korean proper sending money and information to the people in North Korea. So I would say that there are more information now that's flowing into North Korea than before.
제 생각에는 또 저는 또 다른 생각인데요.
네. Well, I actually differ from what she had said. For people who are working outside of the regime, people who are working in other countries other than North Korea, they do have information. They have access to much more information. But the problem is the information that they have, they cannot act on those information. For example, even if you were a diplomat, maybe an ambassador, to a country. Maybe you as a couple would be sent overseas, but at least one of your children would have to stay back in North Korea, sort of a hostage. So when you have a family member in North Korea, you can't really act on whatever information that you have. You are very much limited in what you can do. And also, once we go back to North Korea, we are limited in what we can share with the people of North Korea. We can't really talk about what happened outside or what we learned outside. Of course, people in back home are very curious as to what it's like outside, but I can't talk about it. They would ask, what was it like when you were out there? And then I can't say a word because the minute I say something and something wrong, the very next day, I would be asked to come in and provide a report of what I had said to whom. So with all this constant monitoring and control that's in place, you can't really say much. So I would say if there are more flow of information among people, that then maybe, just then maybe, that people of North Korea would taste what freedom feels like.
For younger North Koreans, what are their opinions about the outside world? And do they also see a lot of information or media, like TV shows or movies, from outside North Korea?
북한에서 청소년들이 외부에서?
Well, for teenagers in North Korea, information would mostly come through China. And the form that they come in are like USBs, SD cards, and CDs. And they would have contents on them, which would have movies, music, and other types of information on those. So teenagers in North Korea do have access to these information.
I have a question for you, Mr. You spent some time in one of the prison camps. I was hoping you could talk about that experience.
북한에서는 그 한국 행어는 두 부류로 나누는데요.
Well, when it comes to imprisonment, there are two big categories. One is called political prisons, and the other ones are called correctional facilities. So as to the political prisons, this is actually run by the state security department. And as to the correctional facilities, it is run by the people's security department. So two different departments for two different types of imprisonment. And as to the political prisons, if you were sent to one of those, then you have to be dead, just about, to come out of it. If you are sent to one of those, actually it's not just you, but it's three generations of you, so including you and one up and one lower. They all get sent to the prison together because of what you may have done. So this is a guilt by association. As to the correctional facilities, this is not a life term like the political prisons are. They actually give you terms such as 3 years or 5 years, and depending on the crime that you supposedly had committed. And so those are the two different facilities, and I actually was in a correctional facilities.
I have a question for you, Mr. Lee. You had spent some time working overseas in Malaysia, and I want to hear more about that experience and what it was like to come back to North Korea after working overseas.
그때 당시는 제가 27이었는데요. 참 정말 기분이 좋더라고요. 이렇게 그
Well, I actually was very happy to go back to North Korea because I had money now that I had earned from overseas. I had about $8,000, $8,000. I was 27 years old then, a bachelor. I was well. I was doing good. I had many friends, many new friends now that I have money. And back then, $100 was equivalent to about 20,000 won, which was pretty good money. So I wouldn't say I was very rich at the time, but I was well off. I wasn't poor anymore. But once I had this money and returned to North Korea, I had to pay people. I had to give money to people. My parents had to be paid. The party officials had to be paid. And then there were people's security people who were in charge of my town who had to be paid off. And then there were my bosses who had to be also paid off. So many people had to be either paid or paid off. But it was good. I had money with me, and I guess I spent about half of what I had with me paying off people, and then the other half I kept with me. And having money was good in North Korea. Life was better.
Great. And just as a last question, now that you're living in South Korea, what have been some of the adjustments to a new life?
저는 어려움은 없고요. 지금 제가 회사 생활을 하고 있는데.
Well, as for me, I'm doing well. I'm adjusting well to the new society. I had worked as a civil engineer back in North Korea. I got a job as a civil engineer in South Korea, and I also got a license in South Korea, so that was good. And it did take me some time, however, to gain the respect and recognition of my colleagues. It took me maybe about 2 years, and people realized that I was doing a good job. I was completing my job in a timely manner. So, all in all, I'm doing well in South Korea.
저 같은 경우는 그런 그 북송이라는 그 교화소 생활도 했고.
Well, as for me, it's been not that easy. For people who had been repatriated, we go through a very difficult time period in North Korea. And so the health suffers tremendously from this type of experience. And also nutrition is a big problem for North Koreans, especially for young people, actually, as they are growing up. They don't get the nutrition that they need. So they also suffer. So as for me, because I have a bad health, it's been hard for me to get a job. And in South Korea, you have to have a job. And it's good in South Korea that if you work, they will pay you. But the first thing first, you need to get a job first. So that was hard for me.
저는 한국에 와서 좀 어려운 거예요.
Well, I'm a student, and it's not easy, actually, adjusting to the student life in South Korea. In particular, there are certain subjects that I am unable to follow as well. One is English, and the other is Korean.
Well, that's it. Thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate you sharing your stories with us.
Thank you. 감사합니다.
That's all for this episode of Korean Context. As always, if you like our podcast, please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you here again next week.